Investors responded positively to Netflix's quarterly earnings. The video streaming company undershot its forecast for new subscribers in America during the third quarter, though that was still a rebound from the previous 3 months when it lost domestic users. It added 6.3 million international customers, above expectations. Netflix also lowered its outlook as it braces for the launch of rival streaming services from Apple and Disney next month.
Facebook held the first meeting of the association that will oversee its proposed Libra digital currency, despite a barrage of objections raised by global regulators. Facebook insists Libra will be up and running next year, even though eBay, MasterCard, PayPal and Visa have pulled out. Still, 21 companies have signed up to the payments network, including Uber and Vodafone.
The IMF again downgraded its growth forecasts amid uncertainty about the future of the global trading system and international cooperation. The world economy is projected to grow by just 3% this year, the slowest pace in a decade. The systemic economies of America, China, the Eurozone and Japan can expect only a moderate expansion over the next few years. The IMF pointed out that subdued growth has coincided with easy monetary policy, but warned that central banks have little ammunition left when economies are in a tougher spot.
The Federal Reserve began buying short-term government bonds at a monthly rate of $60 billion in order to refill its portfolio until at least the second quarter of next year. It is doing this to ease a cash crunch and sharp rise in banks' overnight lending costs, the repo rate. The size of the intervention took many by surprise. The central bank described it as a technical move, not a return to quantitative easing, which involved buying longer-dated treasuries.
The United Automobile Workers Union reached a tentative deal over a new contract with General Motors. The workers have been on strike for over a month, which is said to have cost the carmaker up to $1.5 billion.
James Dyson scrapped his firm's project to build electric cars, acknowledging that it was not commercially viable. The British inventor, whose cordless vacuum cleaners and other gadgets have eased the burden of household chores, reportedly pulled the plug on the Dyson vehicle in the face of intense competition from established car makers, who are ramping up production of their own battery-powered models.